Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Club's fun size. If your salads look like a plate of dressing with a lettuce garnish, then this is the podcast for you. God, that sounds horrible. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hi.
Producer Paul is also here.
Hi.
These fun size episodes are with you every Tuesday to help you tackle everyday life between meals.
So we are starting once again with another relationship to help.
Suck it to me.
Okay, so a couple lives together and the man has flu and has been in bed all day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this man flu or is it actual flu? Unsure.
Okay.
The woman had prior plans with a friend and goes out for dinner. And the man is upset that she didn't stay at home to look after
him. Jesus!
Should she have cancelled the plans?
Are you actually asking that question?
I mean, yes.
Why are men babies? I mean, what is wrong with people?
Yeah, that is... I mean, I do get a little bit needy when I'm...
Oh no, Victoria.
When I'm ill.
Do you not want to just be alone and get away from it? Like, just bring me some water.
I mean, I feel like that without being ill anyway. Yeah. So. But I do get a little bit more needy when I'm ill, but not to the point where I would demand that my partner stay with me.
I would be paying for them to go out. I don't understand. It's this, men turn into babies. I mean, they're... Sorry,
it's
guys.
It's the audacity,
but,
isn't it?
It's, well, it's like, just like, I need my mum. Piss off. You're a grown man. Like, I swear to God. I wonder if it's because I'm self-employed, so we don't have time to be ill. We
Maybe.
Don't get paid if we're off. And so, honestly, the amount of times Matt has been, I don't think I should go into work today. I got a sniffle. You think, get to fucking work. What's wrong? And then, can't do anything. And they've got to be on the sofa all day in the dressing gown, mopping. You've got to mop their brow.
Honestly, some grapes.
They need a nurse.
Do you know what? My boyfriend isn't like that.
Let's swap.
I know, he's actually really good. Like, it does take a lot to wipe him out and fully admit that he's on death's door. But I have been with people before where it has been like that. And I've got no sympathy.
But the thing for me is, like, when I'm ill...
Yeah, you just
there's
can't come with it.
There's still a, well, what's for tea?
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're just like, well, hang on a second, I've still got to carry on. Women have to carry on when they are ill, and men do not. Paul, tell me everything.
It's a lot of sweeping generalisations in what you've just said there.
Correct, tell me.
The thing you don't realise is how bad man flu is. you lot only have to go through simple things like childbirth. You haven't experienced the really tough stuff, like when your nose is runny.
What are you like when you're ill? Or do you refuse to believe you're ill because you're so superhuman?
I mean, I am very powerful.
Yes.
My wife does know that if I'm not feeling well, then a dinner should be jacket potato cheese and coleslaw and gluten-free breaded chicken. That's like my go-to meal.
Is it?
For when I'm ill.
And he says that I'm a child for drinking squash.
He's ridiculous.
That's a solid man's meal, that is.
Okay.
And do you have to, like, she has to cook it for you and she has to
bring it? I mean, she cooks
it
for me anyway. I don't do any cooking, do I?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, but I do a lot of washing. I do clean. I always clean up after dinner, all that stuff.
We'll give you that.
You can eat dinner off the floors in our house because they're so clean. I'm constantly cleaning them.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how pathetic are you when you're poorly?
The only time I was annoyed with my wife when she went out is she went out one morning with a parent to some kind of food fair or something, and my back went out, and I literally could not move.
But that's not your wife's fault.
And, yeah, but I was like calling her, and I'm like, yeah, you
busy.
Need to come
she's
and
having a
help
nice time
me.
With her parents.
And like, I call, and she never answers the phone. I don't know why she's got a phone.
She's a busy woman.
In, like, we've been together nearly 20 years, and I've said to her, almost 90% of the calls I've ever made to her went to voicemail. Mm.
She just didn't want to talk to you. I mean, I don't know how
did
you don't
she know
get
that your back was bad?
No, because I'd called her like 14 times and I'm like, you need to come back and help me.
Was there anyone else that you could ring?
Got nothing. Well, I'm not really bothered about anyone else. Like, call my mum. It's like just more bother, isn't it? I don't want her bothering me.
Yeah, true. Well, so it turns out he is pathetic when he's ill. That's all we need.
But I don't think that's the moral of that story.
I'll tell you what the moral of that story is. You're blaming your wife for not answering a phone and coming back to help you.
Correct. You get it now.
Yeah. I don't agree with it. Anyway.
We've put this to our Facebook community, of course.
I'm sure they were really sympathetic.
Let's find out. Philippa starts us off. Is he a man or a child?
Great.
Thank you.
Correct. This is the tone we need.
Lorraine says, man up and get on with it. He's not a child and she is not his mother. Lying in bed feeling sorry for yourself is not going to help. Us women don't have someone pandering to our every need. We just get on with life.
It's so true,
it
though.
It is true.
Like, I can't stress enough. This sweeping generalisation, fine, it's not 100% of men, but it's 98%.
Even, as well.
It's 98%.
Star Week is very bad for a lot of women out there. Like, crippling pain. Do you know what? You still fucking crack on with life.
You have to. We don't have a choice. That's the... Anyway, listen. Ray says, I would have totally tried to use him being sick as an excuse to cancel plans. It wouldn't be to look after him, though.
Okay.
That is fine. Noted.
Claudio says, she should have stayed at home and called Homeland Security. Man flu is a bigger threat to life than a meteor heading our way. The girls' night could wait until the... After the man apocalypse.
Listen.
Okay, thank you.
Listen, that is incorrect and will not be commented on. Natasha says, does he cancel his plans when she's sick?
Bet he does.
Let me answer that for you. No, he fucking doesn't. I bet he doesn't even realise when she's sick because she doesn't even stay in bed. Oh, and that is another
thing. That is it.
I'll be on the phone to mum and I'll say, oh yeah, I've not been well this week. And Matt will go, oh, well, why didn't you tell me? And you think, oh, what's the point?
Yeah, what is the point?
Thank you. Anyway, where was I? Unless my husband is on the brink of death, there isn't any reason why he can't take two paracetamol himself and crack on.
Heidi says, when I was deliriously ill with flu, my partner took so long topping up my water that I had to go downstairs on my bum do it myself.
That's how weak she was. That's how weak she was.
Flu is horrible, though, when you have it properly.
I agree.
Yeah.
But they don't. No, darling.
They don't.
It's just a cold, usually. And I'm not cancelling plans because you've got a runny nose. Jesus, you're
I've got
too.
A sore throat. And I'm still
You're
here.
You're still here, darling. You're a brave girl.
Thank
Liam
you.
Says, we all know that man flu is a bastard. It's worse than bird flu.
Correct.
That is a proven fact somewhere, says Liam. But he needs to get a fucking grip if she wants to go out and enjoy herself with her friends. I wouldn't stop my missus from going out if I was poorly. Get a grip, man. And that is from Liam, and that is from a man.
And Gillian says, children get colds, men get flu. And women, just get on with it.
Yes!
Get it on a sticker!
Oh, my God!
Get it on a sticker!
Yes!
Bit wordy, that.
Remember, you can get 3 podcasts from us each week, 2 on this feed and an extra portion on Patreon. The Patreon is just £4 a month. The benefits are bigger than ever. New sticker to new Patreons every month this year. April is Future Skinny Bitch sticker.
Love it.
If you join up then, that's your freebie. For this month. You'll also get full access to our weight loss certificates. You get a brand new podcast, an extra one for Patreon members only on Monday, and the full back catalogue. Free spot prizes. We gave £100 away last week. Well done to Ellie, who won. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/secretslimpod or search for the secret world of slimming clubs on the Patreon app.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Right, let's get our next story.
Okay, so would you get your meat from a vending machine?
Oh, jeez.
I initially want to say no, but tell me.
Okay, so an abattoir in Wales has applied for a licence to sell its meat from a vending machine. The abattoir wants to sell joints of meat, burgers, sausages and bacon, and says that the meat will be stocked fresh every single day.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know logistically how that could work.
No, it's got to be a fridge vending machine. It's got to be.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, but they are. They're cold anyway, aren't they?
Are they?
I think so.
It's got to be. Yeah, it's got to be temperature. I don't know, maybe.
Can you just imagine a massive, like, I don't know.
Carcass. I've said it for you.
Sure. Yeah, but like a I mean, you can get big joints of meat, can't you?
Yeah, direct from the abattoir. I mean, that's fresh.
It really is fresh.
I mean, it's just
isn't
like your freezer.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd go for that.
What if it's... Here's my thing. What if it's on the top shelf and you can feel the spiral going round and it drops? So it's going to bruise it. It's got to drop down to the bottom drawer, isn't it, for you to get?
Unless it's one of the ones that, like, grabs it and pulls it down for you.
I love those ones. They're fascinating, those ones.
What, like in an arcade where you're trying to get a cuddly toy?
Yeah, you can get them in the vending machines where they'll move across.
Yeah, it moves and across and it gets it, grabs it that way. Yeah.
So it's not like a Kit Kat that will just fall to the bottom. I don't know.
I don't know. Listen, we are open to it.
Yeah.
Should there be any abattoirs who have this near us? We're open but to looking at it.
But where would it be?
Premier Inn? I don't know. I see your point. Yeah. Do you have to go to the abattoir?
Oh, the smell. But then you think we'll just have a shop.
Yeah,
then
go to the shop. Yeah.
You've got to pay someone to be at the shop, whereas a vending machine, it's just there, isn't it? Convenient.
Right, what we want to know is where is it, prices, hygiene, and how does it fall down?
Yeah.
Tell us all that.
and then we
might be customers. We don't know yet.
Okay, well, it's not the only unusual vending machine that I found. There are some more. So a business called Meggy Lashes has several false eyelash vending machines across the UK.
Oh, do you know what? I wish I could put false eyelashes on.
Oh, I can't either.
I don't, and you know, I've had those magnetic ones before.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where you draw a magnetic line.
Yeah.
And then you're, and then on the, all the tutorial videos, they draw a line top of the eyelashes.
Line? Yeah.
And then they get the magnet and it goes on like that, piece of cake. Never in my life has that happened for me.
No, I can't do it either.
So
I just get really pissed
off. Unless at this vending machine there's somebody to put them on for me, then that's a no for me.
I bet this is popular in Liverpool.
100%.
Yeah. I've been working in Liverpool a lot recently, and you can get fake eyelashes in Tesco Express.
Jeez, can you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Love it.
Have you seen the rollers in the hair?
Oh, yeah,
walking around? I love that.
It's great. Yeah, I love it as a city. It's really got its own personality.
Oh, I'm excited. because I'm going in a few weeks.
Sorry.
See my Taylor.
Going to see one true love, Taylor Swift.
Will you be in false eyelashes?
Oh, I don't think so. Again, I can't be doing with the stress, and I'm probably going to have a few train bevvies. You know me.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
So I don't really want to be attempting to put eyelashes on. At the other end.
You really don't.
No.
It's not Tay-Tay approved.
No. Revolution Pizza have brought their pizza vending machines to London.
Okay.
Is that a slice? Yeah. Full pizza?
Yeah, I think it's by the slice. Box. I've definitely seen these online
but again,
somewhere.
How does that work then?
I don't know, but there are
well, they obviously exist.
Yeah, there are places that do hot chips in vending machines.
Bit more information. So the pizzas are handmade in a kitchen and then added to the machines where they are reheated and served to you in 5 minutes.
So the machine heat
right.
reheats.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, question, if anybody's ever had one, again, hit us up. Mm. Is it crispy? I don't want a soggy. Mm. I don't want a soggy reheat.
It depends on the original pizza, doesn't it? Mm. If it's a quality pizza going in, reheating it, probably be good. If it's a crap pizza going in, reheating it, it'll be crap.
Yeah.
So shout out Revolution. Are you quality or crap? Is what we're asking.
And happy, send us some.
Happy, yeah.
And then the upmarket frozen food chain Cook has recently started rolling out their frozen meal vending machines in train stations.
Frozen?
Right. So I suppose it's one of those, if you come off the train after your work day,
you
can get your frozen meal, go home, cook it. That's your dinner sorted.
Oh, defrosting in your handbag. What's happening?
But if you're not far from home,
well, true.
Like I'm only 10 minutes from the train station.
There's so many logistics to all of these that we need
but
to know.
But that's it. And then you've got your lasagna ready to go from the vending machine.
Okay. Speaking of lasagna, I saw a TikTok and I think I shared it on the community page. It was a breakfast lasagna in the air fryer. So I think it was like, I don't know if it was sausages and beans, but the lasagna sheets was toast.
So
you build it up and like add cheese to it and stuff. And then somebody commented saying that she makes that for her kids all the time.
I'm into this. Please send me it. I saw somebody doing the same with just beans. So it was toast, beans, cheese, toast, beans, cheese, toast, beans, cheese.
Yeah,
it didn't look...
Oh, well, this one...
too many beans.
Right.
Yeah, this one did have a lot of beans.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm imagining the sausages because I would add sausages to it. But anyway, I mean, I'm into it.
That is it for this episode of Fun Size. We will be back on Thursday on this feed and then on Patreon on Monday. But whether you're slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in a game.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.